for what you might give into that. It's awesome. It's awesome that we're going to plant 40 churches by 2020, and so I just encourage you to sow into that and to be a part. And this morning, as we give our tithes and offerings, I just want to encourage you that faith begins where the will of God is known. Faith begins where the will of God is known. And I'm sure this morning that we're all facing situations, trials, whatever it is, that we need to take a step in faith. We need to act on God's word in that area. But faith begins where the will of God knows, whether that's in finances, whether you're believing for a job promotion, a new job, commission, sales, whatever it may be, that in that area, faith is going to start when you know the will of God. And so what is the will of God? Well, we know that we can find out what God's will for us and what he desires for our lives by looking right into this book, right? Looking into his word that he left us. In Isaiah 55:11, I want to share a scripture with you. And it says, and this is in the Amplified, "So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void without producing any effect useless. But it shall accomplish that which I please and purpose, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." God's word, right here, God says that his word, it doesn't return void, that it doesn't fail. Okay, so whatever you're being speaking God's word in, whatever you need to have faith in, once you start to know God's will, to know God's word, then you can begin to see results in that area of your life. And in John 8:31-32, it's one of my favorite scriptures. It's a scripture that I sometimes misquoted, and that for a long time I misunderstood. But it says that when you know the truth, when you abide in the truth, it will set you free. And that's what we desire in our lives. We desire to be free in different situations. We desire to be blessed in our finances. And so it's not enough. It's something that I misunderstood for a long time. It's not enough just to know what the truth is. But it has to be something that you abide in, that you begin to meditate in knowing the truth and abiding and walking it out. And then you will know the truth, and it will set you free. It's not enough just to have it up here, but you have to have it in here. And then at last, when we begin to speak God's word, we begin to know it, to meditate in God's truth, then we start to become like God. In Romans 4:17, God's talking about Abraham, and he says, God speaks things that are not as though they were. He takes an action of faith. So I want to encourage you this morning to begin to meditate, begin to learn what God's word is, learn what God's will is, and then it will allow your faith to grow. Amen. Let's just pray together. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for truth in our lives, that it reveals things, that it separates, and that it helps us grow. I thank you for the churches that we're planting, Father, and I just thank you that they're fully funded, Lord, that the finances are coming in for them, and that we go forward into Bourbon County, into Paris, Kentucky, with speed and with diligence, Lord. I thank you for this morning and what you're working on the inside of your people, Lord, and I pray that we would stay attentive to your spirit and what you want to do in our lives this morning. We love you, Lord, and we do all this for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
You know, guys, we're in our last week of our series, The Invitation, and we've been talking about how we can purpose to go out into our community, to be a light unto the world, to show people Jesus, amen? And we're preparing for our Easter service, and we just wanted to go out with a bang, and so we're going to sing this song called Follow You, and it's all about following after God. It's all about walking out what he told us to do, amen? He told us to go into the world, preach the gospel unto every creature. We have the opportunity to be the light of the world, and so I encourage you to listen to these lyrics, to meditate on what's being sung, and if you know it, to just sing along with us. Amen.
You live amongst the least of these, the weary and the weak. And it would be a tragedy for me to turn away. And all my needs you have supplied. When I was dead, you gave me life. So how could I not give it away so freely? Follow you into the homes of the broken. I'll follow you into the world. Meet the needs for the poor and the needy, God. Follow you into the world. Use my hands and use my feet to make your kingdom come. Into the corners of the earth until your work is done. This faith without works is dead, and on the cross your blood was shed. So how can I not give it away so freely? And now I'll follow you into the homes of the broken. I'll follow you into the world. I'll meet the needs for the poor and the needy, God. I'll follow you into the world. I'll follow you into the homes of the broken. Follow you into the world. Oh, meet the needs for the poor and the needy, God. Follow you into the world. And I give all myself. And I give all myself. And I give all myself to you. And I give all myself. And I give all myself. And I give all myself to you.
Sing, I'll give all myself.
And I give all myself. And I give all myself. And I give all myself to you. I follow you into the homes of the broken. And I follow you into the world. Meet the needs for the poor and the needy, God. And I'll follow you into the world.
I'll follow you. I'll
follow you into the homes of the broken.
And I'll follow you into the world.
Meet the needs for the poor and the needy, God. I'll follow you into the world.
Lord, we will follow you, God, and I just pray that you would continue to stir our hearts with your passion, with your fire for the lost, for people to come and experience you in a greater way, God. Help us to be the face that reaches people. Help us to be the light into the world, the salt into the world. God, show us faces of people that need to know you at a greater level, God, that need a connection, those that are unchurched, unsaved, and unhappy. Help us to be the hands and feet that you've called us to be, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Will we all just turn your attention to the screen this morning?
Good morning. I want to encourage you, that's a great promotional video for the city, which is something that we're a part of now, and some of you may have already joined the city, but this particular week we're going to be sending out an email blast to those of you who haven't, and I want to encourage you just to sign up for the city. The city is an opportunity for us to connect as a church, as well as an avenue for us to be able to reach out and touch our community. If you notice in that particular scenario, there was that couple in the church who had a need. Maybe they were new to our church. They were going to be having a new baby. Gave the body an opportunity to sign up for meals to take to that family. There's been opportunity for prayer requests on the city. There's also been opportunities for people who have particular needs that we've been able to post on the city, and other people within the body have been able to meet those needs. We've already had that happen. So if you aren't connected to the city, I'd like to encourage you to do that. We'll be sending that information out to you this week. There is a welcome card. It's actually our Connect card, formerly our opportunities guide, located underneath the seat in front of you. And if you would, just sign up for the city on that. All we need is your email address. If you don't have email, that's okay. Sign up for the city anyway. We'll be in contact with you regarding that. But it's located underneath the seat in front of you. Also, I want to remind you of our Easter services. How many of you know Easter's only 2 weeks away? So, I want to just remind you that we'll be having three different services that day. We'll have a 9, an 11, and a 1 o'clock service. We will be giving out invitations to you today as well to be able to invite people to come. And so I want to remind you of that. And then lastly, we will be having a Sunday p.m. service next Sunday night, April 1st. And it will be at 6:30 p.m. So I want to invite you to come out. That will be a night of worship and special teaching next Sunday night. Everybody say next Sunday night. Is our p.m. service at 6:30. So I want to encourage you to come out for that. I think that was it. Yeah. Okay, well, at this time, we just want to recognize those who are new or newer to our church. And so if you're a first, second, or third time guest with us today, we would just want to give you a warm Family Worship Center welcome. We could have probably done better than that. Let's try that again. I know it's really early, but there is, a Connect card located underneath the seat in front of you. If you would, as a guest, please take that out, fill that card out for us in its entirety, and then drop it by our Welcome Center. It's located to the left as you exit our sanctuary, where we have someone there that would like to connect with you, bless you with a free gift, and give you other information about our church. So let's all stand to our feet this morning, and let's go out and greet one another and welcome each other here today.
Sins release us, let us find our rest in Thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth Thou art. Oh dear desire. desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Born a people to deliver, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever, now thy gracious kingdom bring. By thy own eternal spirit, ruling all our hearts alone, by thy all-sufficient merit, raise us to thy glorious throne. And rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel. And rejoice, rejoice, and glory be to God. Set thy people free from our fears and sins, release us, let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art. O dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. And rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel.
Everybody good and awake? How many's thankful to be here? Well, okay, we'll try that again. How many's thankful to be alive? All right, look at your neighbor and say, I'm alive. I look good today. I took a bath last night. Yeah, some of you are, we won't get in there, we're lying. But all right, let's just thank the Lord today. Let's stand in prayer with this service and just thank God for his goodness today. We're alive. We're on our way to heaven. We're filled with the precious Holy Ghost. We've got so many things God's put on our heart to accomplish and do in this life. And we're 2 weeks away from Easter. Easter's the number one day of visitation in church in America. It's the number one day people think about going to church in America, those that think about it. And that's why we've just got this whole month designed to think about how good God is and how much He wants to touch people and how we can go invite people to come to Easter and celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, to receive Christ's glory unto themselves like we have. And let's just thank God for all the good things He's done for us. Let's close our eyes. Father, I thank You that we have accepted the cross. Father, I thank You we've been born again. Father, I thank You that we have opportunity to be filled with Your Spirit. Father, I thank You You've blessed us with health and strength. Father, thank You for our families. Thank You for our children, grandchildren. Thank You for our friends. Thank You for our family. Thank You for our jobs and businesses. Thank You for all the blessings You've given us in this life and the life to come. Lord, we're going to put on the sacrifice of praise today and just thank You for how good You are to us. Lord, we thank You there's a heaven that we have in our future, and there's a hell we can shun by the power of the cross. We thank You today, Lord, that we can come and proclaim Your goodness in a church of freedom and liberty today. We thank You there's no armed guards at the door. We thank You this nation is still a free nation, and we pray it always will be a free nation. We thank You for leadership rising up to take its place, to lead this nation from our house to the White House. Father, we thank You. This is the day You made, and we'll rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, whatever's not going right, it's not going to stay not right long, because You're a right God. You're a redeeming God. You're a healing God. You're a restoring God. You're a blessing God. You're our God. And we're not going to let the rocks cry out. We're going to cry out how good You are. We thank You. We might have to stir ourselves up, but we'll stir ourselves up. Praise God. We thank You, Lord, we're still here. We thank You we have a purpose and direction. We thank You for the gift that You've called us to plant these churches in small places, overlooked places. Lord, we know what overlooked feels like, because every one of us in this room has been overlooked. We've been neglected, rejected, overlooked, cast aside, but praise God You picked us up. Like the Good Samaritan, You came and got us in the side of the ditch, beaten and left for dead. You picked us up, and You washed us up, and You healed us up, and You delivered us up, and You propped us up and set us up. And by Your Spirit, we'll continue. So Lord, we will go into the highways and the byways. We will go to the dark places. We will go to the places people normally don't go. And we'll go to the high, and we'll go to the lofty, and we'll go to the mighty. And we'll invite them all to come to Your dinner. Because Lord, we love You, and You told us to go You therefore and get them. So we're going to get them, Lord. And while we're getting them, You're going to be healing us and delivering us and prospering us and blessing us, because You're a good God. So Lord, give us eyes to see and ears to hear in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Well, turn to your neighbor and say, I'm excited about church. Amen. Praise God. Now, before we go any further, I need, y'all can sit down. I need my brother. Come on up here. I need my brother representing U of L. We're going to get this settled right now. Let's give him a hand. U of L. Amen. All right. Now I need my UK brother who's got a UK shirt on, or we'll stand and clarify that. Anybody got a shirt? Oh, Derek, come on, baby. Come on up here. That's his nickname. I'm sorry. He's not. He's been repaired. He goes to. Had a little problem with a layup. Amen. Let's give him a hand clap. All right. We got UK and U of L. And I don't know who you support. I support all of our state teams. I believe in Murray State. Well, nobody ever talks about Bellarmine winning the number two division championship last year. Thank God for Bellarmine down in Louisville. But guys, we got one in the Final Four, and one we believe will be in the Final Four this afternoon about 4 o'clock. Is that right? And if they don't make it to the Final Four, it's going to be a long day in Kentucky. Amen. But we got one already there. So I say we use this as an opportunity to witness to people about how good God is. There's 50 states in America. We're going to wind up with probably 2 in the Final Four. I know God's blessed us. How many say amen? So whoever you like, you pray and you support. But we love you guys, and who you think is going to win the whole thing?
I'm not going to say.
You're not going to say? Well, that's all right. You can sit down. That's all right. Who you think, baby, who you think is going to win the whole thing? I tell you what, it's going to be a great tournament. Praise God. So give the Lord. Amen? All right. Whoever wins our state championship It'd be our state championship and win the whole thing. Amen? Praise God. Look at your neighbor and say hallelujah. Amen. You know, we're so excited about what God is doing in our midst, and I'm so excited about you. I want to gear it back just a little bit here in a serious note. We have some people that are believing and standing for healing. I got a message here about a person who's been in this community all his life and worked up the road here, and some people here have worked with him. Doc Holloway had a stroke, but thank God he's on the mend. And we have people like that we want to pray for this morning. And how many knows God hears our prayers? Amen. And this morning, I just had something stirring in my heart before we even started about praying for people with blood pressure issues. If yours is too high, yours is too low, if yours needs to be stable, whatever. If you have any blood pressure issues, would you just stand up today? Because God wants to, He wants to heal those things. Amen. Well, see, God was on top of that because look how many people are standing up. Amen. Now, the Bible says that we can be led by the gifts of the Spirit. The Bible says we have the gift of, the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom. Wisdom's for the future, knowledge is for the present. So this is for the present. Now, how many knows God wants to heal blood pressure issues? How many knows God's given us His word to heal those things? How many knows we have His name, His blood, all these things? Then we have the medicine He's put in the earth. How many knows God had a doctor on staff? His name was Luke. Anybody says God didn't need doctors? Well, God's confused because He had a doctor on staff. His name was Luke. So God uses doctors. How many thanks God for doctors? How many say amen? So, all of you standing up, I'm going to release my faith with you, and it starts today. But let me tell you something. It's one thing to start believing in faith for a miracle and healing, but you and I got to learn how to maintain it. I want to encourage you to go to the bookstore and get, there's a little mini book out there called God's Creative Power for Healing, and there's some other little mini books, and there's some CDs out there that you can listen to. It'll strengthen your faith concerning healing. See, because as we feed ourselves, we grow, we build ourselves. When we feed ourselves the word, we get deeper revelation. So today's a starting point. Today's a starting point. You start receiving your healing for blood pressure stabilization today. But I'm encouraging you, don't wait till next Sunday and listen from Pastor Pat or this and that. You start, you go in that bookstore, and Pastor Rick, Pastor Dave, somebody be back there. Brother Frank, somebody be back there to help you sort out what you need. And you start feeding yourself. And you start building yourself up in the area you need it. And right now, we believe it's in healing and restoration. How many say amen? All right, let's believe God. Let's hold our hearts to the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, when you created Adam, his blood pressure was perfect. Lord, we live in an imperfect world. We live in a fallen world. But Lord, you sent Jesus, the second Adam, to restore our state in this earth. So, Lord, by the stripes of Jesus, we can claim our healing. The Bible says by His stripes we were healed. The healing was released 2,000 years ago. When you were beaten, Lord Jesus, and you were disfigured, you received healing for us by taking sickness and disease. So by faith today, faith with all things are possible, by faith today, Lord, we receive our healing, and we call our blood pressure normal. Let's all say together with those standing and those seated, Father, I thank you. In Jesus' name, I can receive healing for my body. I call blood pressure normal, 120 over 80. My heart beats with the rhythm of life. No arrhythmia, no junk, the rhythm of life. From this point forward, I receive, and my healing begins. My blood pressure is called normal. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, you can be seated. Now, don't throw your blood pressure medicine away. As you start feeling better, go to your doctor and say, please check it. And I know you're checking your own all the time, probably. And let your doctor tell you to throw those things away. Then he will say, wow, something's went on. And you can say, I've been believing the Lord for my healing. And use the common sense God give us. Amen. Father, for Doc Holliday and all those others standing in faith for healing, we speak the same healing anointing on their bodies and their lives. We thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit from their head to their toe, ministering healing to them. Lord Jesus, you're the healer in the house. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we thank you for that anointing of healing into their lives. Father, bless them, encourage them, bless the doctors, bless the medicines they're taking. And we thank you for the recovery you have in store. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. 2 weeks from today's Easter, right? Is that right? Amen? We have all of these names. If you have not filled out a card on the invest, invite, and include portion of what we're doing, this is a little card that gives you an opportunity to write down three names or more. And these, you turn in one of these. There's two cards stuck together. You keep one side, we get the other side. We pray over these that the Lord of the harvest would send out laborers, including me and you. We pray that the Holy Spirit would be dealing with people's hearts. And as you invite them, there's a grace on their lives to receive that. So if you haven't filled out a card and you want a card, you want an extra card, if you haven't been here and you missed the last time or two, hold up your hand right now. If anybody, here's one, there's one. Hold it up real high and they'll get you these cards. You fill these out. Remember, you fill out both sides. You keep one, you give us the other so we can pray over. Then on the back it tells you about beginning to pray and know them better. And you can bring them, then it talks about inviting them to the service and then including them in your life. Praise God. So anybody that needs a card, raise up your hand, and we're going to be inviting these people, praying over them, so forth and so on. Amen. Praise God. Everybody got a card, you fill that out. Get your Bibles out today, part three of the invitation. Praise God. We're going to continue on. It's going to show us how important it is for us to learn the importance of inviting people to the Lord. This is part three of the invitation. You see behind me a table set for a dinner, a table set for someone of importance, a table set to share the meal of what someone has prepared. Last week we talked about what's on the menu. We talked about the covenant of blessing, the covenant of healing, the covenant of peace. We talked about what God does for us when we sit at the table of His blessing. This week we're going to talk about you were created to do good works, and we're going to talk about what the invitation contains even beyond what we talked about last week. So the Bible says that in Proverbs chapter 11 verse 30, it says, he or she that winneth souls is wise. He or she that winneth souls is wise. Just in a minute we're going to talk about our beyond offering. There's a lot we try to get done here. Sometimes it just kind of all flows together. But the truth is, what we're doing is a very important thing around the state of Kentucky. We're planting churches, life-giving churches, Holy Ghost anointed churches in small and overlooked places where there probably is not enough or there is none of these type of churches. So I want to go over the definition of invitation again, or to invite. The word invitation definitely means a spoken or written request for one's presence or participation. The word invitation means a spoken or written invitation or request for one's presence or participation. It also means an enticement. Your life is enticing someone to do something. It also means an allurement, where we get the word lures for fishing. Different lures for different people, different lures for different fish. And it also means an attraction. So you could say this: my life, your life, is an attraction, an allurement, or an enticement to come and follow or be like us. And the truth is, none of us are perfect. We all got issues going. Anybody here got an issue going on besides Pastor Pat? How many's working on your life? Praise God. But how many knows there's more positives in your life than negatives? How many say amen? How many loves Jesus? Is Jesus attractive? Is Jesus alluring? Is Jesus enticing? Is the love of God, the grace of God, the power of God enticing to your life? Why does all these people want to watch paranormal things on TV and ghost riders? Because there's a hunger for the supernatural. There's a hunger for the things we can't see. And we have to, as the church, explain those things. And those things are things, right now in this room are angels. There are angels where two or more are gathered. The presence of Jesus is. Jesus commissioned angels to carry out things. There's angels in this room desiring to follow God's instruction to help you and me. Let me tell you who else comes to church on Sunday. The devil. Who do you mean the devil? The devil comes to church to cause disruption, to cause problems. But in Jesus' name, we tell him to get out. How many say amen? We got to pull our gun out and pop the pop once in a while, guys. We have to use the authority of God. That's another invitation, God, you can tell people. You want to walk in God's power and authority? Come to God. You want to receive the blessings of God? Come to God. You want to leave that mess you're in? Come to God. How many say amen? And you know, then you hear testimonies of people who have, their finances have went from rags to riches. You hear testimonies of people whose bodies have been riddled with this or that and been healed. You hear testimonies of people who hated each other in marriage. Now they're helplessly in love again through the power of Christ. You hear redemption stories and restoration stories and repairing stories. But you know, you've got to come to the table. So enticement, it means to attract by arousing desire or hope. Allurement means to tempt. To tempt. I dare you to try Christ. I dare you to give your life to Jesus. I dare you to submit yourself to the family of God. I dare you to believe the covenant of God. I dare you to dream again. I dare you to dream again. Great coaches are great dreamers. They put in their boys and girls, whoever they coach, there's a dream. You can make it to that mountaintop. You're going to have problems along the way. You're going to have issues along the way. But great coaches, great leaders, great mentors challenge us to dream. Great mothers, great fathers challenge their kids to dream. But the dream must be in the realm of God's dreams, not nightmares of the devil. Let me just say to you, the American dream is a fallacy. American dream is not true. You can do all those things and keep up with the Joneses and wind up in the middle of hell. So it's not the actual truth. Does God want us to be blessed? Absolutely. Does God care if you got two cars in the garage? No, he doesn't care as long as those cars don't rule your heart. There's some people this morning be shining their cars on Sunday morning because the car is the main thing of the main thing. He don't care if you got cars. He don't care if you play golf. He don't care if you got a bass boat. He don't care as long as he's got your heart because he's a good God. But he does care about us sowing and being kingdom-minded over the stuff we play with in this earth. I mean, say amen. Oh, Pastor Pat, you're doing good, but you're kind of prying today. Hey, it's a prying day. Enticement, to attract by arousing desire or hope. Allurement, to tempt. Attraction means to cause, to draw near. That's how we get married. We draw near. We get attracted. Now, some of you men going, yeah, it was just like a spider's web. Next thing I knew, I was in that web. And that spider had four or five kids in here. No, no, no. It's an allurement. It's an attraction. There's a chemistry. There's a draw. These things are all part of the Christian life. Our life should be, look what the devil did to me, or look the mistake I made, and look what God has turned me into, an attraction, an allurement, an enticement of his glory. I'm a billboard of God's faithfulness and mercy. God's a turnaround specialist. Man, he's a repair and collision man. Whatever I've collided with in life, whatever's been broken, he's turned it around. And he's called us to invite people. You know, in Luke 14, the story of the Great Supper, he told them to go get people. Go get people to come into my house to eat, to dine. I'm going to put the best things I've got in front of them. And they had all kinds of excuses. And he finally told them to go out to the highways and the byways. Go to the places nobody goes. Go to the places nobody sticks their head into. And compel them by necessity and by restraint and constraint if you need to invite them to come in. You've been built and designed to be attractive and alluring and enticing to a lost world by the love and the power of Christ. Now, here's what I want you to receive right now. And the ushers, here we are. I've got for you right now, in bundles. You say, well, Pastor, how are you going to help me invite people? I've got some of the slickest things you ever saw. I've got a black envelope, and on the inside is an invitation. And it reads, you don't need a ticket or advance registration. The pleasure of your company is requested at one of our Easter services, Sunday, April the 8th, 9 a.m., 11 a.m., or 1 p.m. The service will include music from Scottish bagpipers, and your children and two-year-olds through the fifth grade will enjoy an Easter egg hunt, and we'd be honored to have you. And you can present that to those people you're praying for and inviting in this nice envelope. And here's what I'd encourage you to do at the bottom. I would encourage you to do at the bottom to those people, because we get a lot of printed stuff. We get a lot of material just printed. I'd encourage you to write a note like this. Dear, I'm not going to put the name down because you might recognize him. God loves you. I love you. We need you. See you Sunday. And I'd make it personal and sign my name. Then when they receive this nice embossed invitation that someone has took time to put together, and you pray over that, and we pray over these, I promise you, it's going to be very difficult for them to throw that in the floor because the Spirit of God's on it. So today, they're just going to pass you out bundles of three. Three people you're inviting. And if you've only got one person you're inviting or two, pass that other one down to someone else. How many's invited more than three people? How many invite more than three? Come on, guys. We can go beyond here. We're an overtop church. Okay. So they're going to pass them out to you right now. Please, every person, take one of those. Amen. Please take one of those bundles, and you pray over the same people you've been praying over, the same people we're praying over, the same people you're going to invite. The same anointing is going to be on those. Praise God. So you and I can take those and invite people and believe that God's going to bring them in. We're going to believe they're going to be saved that day, filled with the Holy Ghost. We're going to believe they're come to God, going to be reconnected with God. Hallelujah. And it's a new start. Everybody say a new start. Praise God. How many's ever been stalled in life, or how many's ever been held back in life? How many's ever went on in life where it just didn't feel like you could get jump started again? I want to tell you something. God is a master of restarts. I've got a lawnmower on a trailer right now. I can't get started. I went and got a new battery. Still can't start it. My next move is to get my brother, who's mechanical, to start my lawnmower. See, God wants to restart things that's been hindered or been broken, and He wants you and I to believe that. Now, the Bible teaches us in Ephesians chapter 2, if you want to turn there, that God's created us to do good works. Everybody say good works. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm put here to do good works. Amen. And the Bible teaches us in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, look what it says. It says, for we are His workmanship. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So God's called you and I to good works. Right now your mind's going, Pastor, the stuff I've done in my life. Listen, let's forget the past. Let's move on to the future. How many drove a car or truck here today or rode in one? How many would say your windshield's bigger than your rearview mirror? Well, how many knows if we keep looking in the rearview mirror, we're going to run into something? Our past is behind us. The Bible says press on. Let's move on. Let's take the opportunity of the windshield in front of us to dare God to bless us and challenge us with what He's called us to do. And the only time we need to look in the rearview mirror is to make sure where we're leaving from, and to make sure if we need to make an adjustment or turn. And let's use the windshield of opportunity. Let's dream. Let's take the Word of God, and let's move forward. So let's don't look back. And remember, you've been created in Christ Jesus for good works. You know, the Bible says, Colossians 1:27, to them God will to make know what they are, the riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is in Christ through you, the hope of glory. What's that mean? You've got hope people need. You single mother? You're single mother, right? That's your baby, right? That's your baby. Do you believe God's going to take care of you and your baby? You believe he's going to fulfill the dreams of that young man's heart as long as he walks with God? Well, you know what? She's got a testimony. And that testimony is we're still here. And we're still kicking. And we're still going forward. How many say amen? How many here's married? How many here's not married? How many wants to be married someday? Some of you. Well, we've got them from 79 to 19. Hold up our hand on that one. Okay, God's got somebody for you. Don't you just settle. God's got somebody for you that's anointed and appointed to be your mate. Talk to people who, like me, waited a long time to get married. And he had to find somebody real special that would not only marry me, but stay with me. How many say amen? But God's got somebody for you. Find people that can help encourage you. Take you to the Word. See, people are looking for hope. There's no hope in the world. People are looking for the hope, and the hope of glory that anchors a soul is the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible talks about in Hebrews 6 that this hope is an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Ray Bolts wrote a song, The Anchor Holds. How many loves that song? The anchor holds. No matter what storms come, no matter how the sails are torn, that anchor of Jesus Christ will hold. You were created to send hope. You were created to be hope. We have the greatest invitation of all. Listen, guys, take these. They're anointed. If I held up in my hand this morning four tickets to the Final Four in New Orleans, how many would go with me? Who would go with me? Oh, I would, Pastor. I would. We'd have such a great time. If I held up four tickets to the World Series next year, who would go with me? If I held up four tickets to the Kennedy Center, the next time they honor someone of great importance or give away a Nobel Peace Prize, who would go with me? Or if I held up four tickets to the Gaither Trio celebration, who would go with me? Who's going to go to heaven with me? Who's going to go to heaven with you? Praise God. This is the greatest invitation you will ever present or hand out to anyone. And the invitation is to give people an opportunity to meet the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. How many love the Lord this morning? How many's glad somebody took the invitation to you? How many's glad that somebody shared the gospel with you? I want to go over this morning as we wind down what this invitation includes. Number one, it's an invitation to live by faith. Praise God, we get to live by faith. We don't get to live by doubt and unbelief. We get to live by faith. It says the righteous is revealed from faith to faith. And the just shall live by faith. Faith, not the stock market, not what the news tell us. Faith. My God is able. My God is more than enough. Faith. We get to expend our faith toward God. It's an invitation to live by faith and trust by faith. And Ephesians 4, 5 says, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Hallelujah. I get to live by faith. Everybody say new start. How many could use a new start in some area? How many could jumpstart your finances this morning? How many is like a locked up moped? You just keep a cranking, nothing happens. God's got a plan to restart your finances. Find what the word says that. Number two, this is an invitation to become part of the family. Everybody say family. This is the family of God. This family never ends. When we go to heaven, this family never stops. This family is more important than our blood family. This family's worldwide. I'll put it this way. This family's universe-wide, because we've got family in heaven called brothers and sisters, moms and dads, aunts and uncles. We also got the angels part of our family. They're here to minister to us. What do you mean? The angels are here to serve us. What do you mean they're our servants? Yeah, in a way, the angels are here to serve us. But they can't serve us if we don't know the word. If we don't know what to say, what to direct, what to believe. Longest unemployment line in the universe is the angels. I'd really like to help that clown. He don't have a clue. Pastor Pat just talked doubt and unbelief. I can't help him today. I love him. I'll protect him best I can, but he's an idiot. Turn your neighbor and say, he's not talking about you. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me. But the Bible says life and death, death and life's in the power of the tongue. It's an invitation to the family. This is not alumni of a great school or a civic club. It's a worldwide, universe-wide club. Ephesians 3:15. For this reason, Paul said, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named. All races, all creeds, all ages, all backgrounds, part of this family. Let me remind you with this. There are no grandchildren in this family, all sons and daughters. No stepchildren, all sons and daughters. Equally provided for. No glitches in the will. Well, he'll get more than you, and you'll get more than him. All promises are yes and amen to those who believe to experience an invitation to this family. A lot of people don't have a great family. A lot of people never experienced unconditional love from our Father. But praise God, through the invitation of the Word, I believe they will. Next, an invitation to experience freedom. Everybody say freedom. How many people, saved and not saved, are bound? Bound by habits. Bound by uncontrolled thoughts. Bound by sickness and disease. Bound by poverty. How many are not experiencing freedom? They're bound by past bruises and bad experiences and those things that rip their hearts out. Bondages. John chapter 8 verse 31 says, if you continue or abide in my word, Jesus spoke this, you're my disciples indeed. And then you shall start knowing the truth. Hallelujah. And the truth shall make you. Make you. It says make you. So it's not automatic. This thing is learning how to, you know, let's just face it, guys. If someone never taught us how to drive a vehicle, we'd just sit there and look at it. If no one told us and taught us how to drive a vehicle, we'd sit there, we might get in it, we might turn some things on, and we would not know how to properly start it, how to properly check all the things we need to check, how to properly put it in gear, how to properly drive it. It takes time to learn how to drive the car. It takes time to learn what's in the car. It takes time to learn the freedoms God has given you. It takes time to grow up in Christ. It takes time to receive what God has for you. You start in faith. Remember the day you got married and you looked over at that mate and you go, I'm so blessed. This is the greatest day of my life. And you meant it. I'm just so honored. And then anywhere from 6 weeks, 6 months, 6 years later, you go, what was I thinking? You know what you were thinking? You encountered life. And life's going to pull the best or worst out of us. How many say amen? And we're going to have challenges to overcome. And nobody's perfect. And you're going to say, hello, I married you by faith. Hello, I'm going to love you unconditionally. Hello, God's going to help us through this. How many say amen? If we use his book, his manual. So an experience to accept and receive freedom. Freedom from the revelation of God's word. Freedom to find out who you are, what you have, and where you can go. 2 Corinthians 3:17. It says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit is, there is liberty. Everybody say liberty. What's that? The freedom to be and do what God's called you to be and do. Freedom to step into those things God's put in your heart. Freedom to dream. Freedom to share what God's put in there you maybe shared with nobody else. I don't know what's inside her heart, but God does. God's got a plan for her. So unique, so special, just like yours, that it's going to bring honor to Him, glory to Him, and she's going to be wildly passionate about doing what God's called her to do. How many say amen? Freedom, spirit, soul, and body. God wants us free in all three elements of our existence. Number four, invitation to forget. Let's let go of our past. Past hurts, past failures, past neglections, like I said before. Let's let go of our past. Let's let go of our past and look to our future. Your future is bright in God. Your future and my future is bright in God. Philippians 3:13, Paul says, brethren, I do not count myself to have been apprehended, but the one thing I do, here's what Paul says, I ain't figured it all out yet. I'm serving Jesus. I was on the Damascus Road, but I haven't figured it all out. But here's one thing I figured out. Here's one thing I do. I'm forgetting those things which are behind. Failures, mistakes, excuses, sins, even some successes. And I'm going to press on, and I'm going to reach forward to those things which are ahead. Reaching requires faith. That means if you're going to reach out, you've got to reach out for faith. Father, I thank you. I thank you for the ability to raise a young man now who's 18 years old. He's not a little kid playing Little League, and he's not a freshman playing football. He's 18 years old, and at any given time, he could whip his dad if he wanted to, but out of respect, he won't. Give me the wisdom on how to guide this young man with the gifts and the callings on the inside of him. And then, Father, back me up to a preteen. Ooh, preteen. Ooh. Who can utter at least 1,000 words from the time she gets in the car from the schoolhouse to McDonald's any given day. Help me love her and respect her. Help me see her not as my little girl on my knee, but as a young woman growing up. Help me help her understand that no man has the right to violate her or do anything wrong to her mind, spirit, or soul. No man, that she waits for the man God has for her. Help me be an example of the man she's waiting for. Help me, God. Help me, God. Help me, God. And God, help me forget all the messes I made with both kids. Hallelujah. How many say amen? Help me. Help me let loose of that pain in my past. I want to tell you, I'm pretty transparent. I want to tell you, I'm 58 years old. I had a great daddy. Not perfect, a great daddy. I still dream about my daddy 2 nights a week anyway. I see him. We raise crops. He hollers at me. I holler at him. It's just like normal. Then I wake up and I go, where's daddy? And I can just hear in my heart, I'm up here, boy. I'm up here praying for you. I'm agreeing with the word, with the Lord. You got to do what you got to do. But I still miss him. I still cry sometimes. It's okay. But I'm moving forward. I can't sit at the cemetery every day. My daddy ain't even there. His empty body's there. I can't sit there and cry. Daddy's gone. Daddy's up there. He's encouraging us all with family and friends of yours up there. How many say amen? You got to remember, this is a short time here. But those who are saved, we can spend eternity with them. How many say amen? We can plant crops and do what we want to. Hallelujah. I'm sure there's some sort of farming in heaven because God had to have a pattern. We won't go there. But anyway, all right. Forget those failures. Forget those mistakes. Move ahead. Next, invitation to experience. Listen to this. The fire and the power of God. Hallelujah. Not only can we be saved and redeemed from the curse of the law and be forgiven of our sins and be translated into the family of God, we can be filled with the Holy Ghost and fire and power. How many say amen? And we can lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. We can cast out devils. We can believe with revelation that God has a great plan for our life. And we don't have to be a pinball or a ping pong ball out there just thrown every which way in life. We have authority in Christ. We have dominion in Christ. We have power in Christ. We're anointed with the Holy Ghost. Guys, listen to me. Being able to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit, there's no way to describe how wonderful it is. How many say amen? We have an invitation to people. You want the supernatural? Come, we'll teach you about the supernatural. You'll experience the supernatural with the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, John the Baptist said in Matthew 3, said, He, Jesus, will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. What's that mean? Fire's going to burn out the junk in our lives, and it's going to propel us to do what God's called us to do. Acts 1:8 says, you will receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you'll become witnesses to me. The reason God sent the Holy Ghost is because he wants us to be greater witnesses unto the Lord in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and uttermost parts of the world. So there's an invitation to experience the fire and the power of God. There's an invitation to walk in his love. Unconditional love. Agape love. The ability to forgive 70 times 7 if needed a day. The ability to trust and love with the love of God that sees the best and moves forward. There's an invitation to walk in his peace that passes all understanding. When everything around you seems like hell is invading, and you have the peace of God where you can sit and just rest in the grace of God. How many say amen? When you know God will never leave you or forsake you, you know the peace of God will propel you and keep you. And then lastly, and I want to end with this, the invitation to exchange loads. The invitation to let loose of that burden on you, that load on you, Matthew 11:28-29, Jesus said, come unto me, here's our invitation, come unto him, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I'm going to give you rest. Rest. Psalms 23, rest. Rest in green pastures. Rest by still waters. He said, take my yoke or my load upon you and learn from me. There's faith again. Learn. How do we learn from Jesus? We learn his word. He says, for I'm gentle and meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. There's a fight of faith to Christianity, guys. There's a fight of faith where we develop our faith, and the devil challenges our faith. Life challenges our faith. And we develop that faith where it grows. But there's a light and easy side to Christianity. I'm not sure we understand all that yet. It's just such a peace and a glory to walk with the Lord. How many say amen? That one day we'll be in heaven, and the grace of God's going to help us. His ability, his anointing, his favor is going to help us through this life till we get to there. And I want to enjoy a little bit more of that light and easy. How many say amen? Because God wants you to finish this thing with great joy. And he wants you to finish this thing and cross that finish line and say, wow. He said, you did your job. You did a great job. And it is such a blessing. You know, today is the time of the last of the time of the month where we receive our beyond offering. And we receive a beyond offering because we want to go beyond Carrollton. We want to go beyond here. And we want to take the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world, but we've started here in Carrollton in our Jerusalem or this region. We want to go to surrounding regions in this state and this nation and world. And our beyond offering today, I'm going to encourage you, because I just want you to remember this. If we all put a dollar in today, a dollar, there'll probably be here today between 350 and 400, maybe four, a little over 400 people today. If we all put in a dollar today, and let's say we had $400, that's great. How many say amen? A dollar a day. But it really takes from our point of view more than that to get done what we need to do. But let's say if you had a dollar, praise God, that's good. Let's say we all put in $5 a day. And 400 times 5 is $2,000, right? And some of you can do that. And maybe some can put in 10. And maybe some can put in 20. And I asked somebody today if they had anything in their pocket that I could use for an example. And a young man pulled out a $100 bill and gave me. Now, I didn't ask him if he cared if I sold it today, but we'll work on that after the service. No, I'm not going to do that to him. He might not be in total agreement. But there's some people in here, maybe a $100 bill is your sacrificial gift. I just want you to know, if we all do our part, there's plenty to do what God's called us to do. So today, as you bow your heads and get ready, everybody just needs a beyond envelope, just whatever God puts on your heart. Well, if it's a nickel, praise God, it's a nickel. Well, if it's a quarter, it's a quarter. But guys, what we're doing is establishing the Word of God and the grace of God in places where it's vastly needed. Bourbon County, we found out that 60% of the people don't go to church. They just don't go to church. So we're going up there after those people who are weary and broken and bruised. And as we do that, I want you to watch this clip from our church in Wilder, short clip on how they approach the beyond offering.
Hey everyone, hey, I'm Pastor Jacob, and welcome to Family Worship Center, Campbell County. Pastor Jacob again from Family Worship Center of Campbell County. And guys, we're super excited to be a part of the network. There's a lot of great things that are happening up here, way up north in Wilder, Kentucky. We've had a ton of new visitors visit our church recently since we've, you know, taken over the church as pastors, Sarah and I, in August. We've had several salvations. We've been able to do a Servolution event every month in our community. So we're getting our name out there, and we're really excited about what is going on up here. And I want to tell you guys about another opportunity to get involved in another church that's going to be coming our way as a part of the Family Worship Center Network. It's the Paris, Kentucky Church down in Bourbon County. And I love this time of the month. I love the last Sunday of every month because we get to partner together as a network of churches, all of our churches together, sowing a great seed to the Bourbon County Church. So, man, I just encourage you guys to get involved and sow a financial seed today. You know, I really believe that as we sow into those things that God has prepared in advance for other places in Kentucky, that He will definitely take care of our own individual needs, and He will take care of our own individual churches as well. It's awesome. God's investment system is awesome. So I encourage you to do that, as well as to pray for the Bourbon County campaign and to give your time maybe to help plant some stuff in Bourbon County, or just go down and visit and really encourage Pastor Mike and Pastor Kim. So anyway, guys, Beyond is awesome. I really encourage you guys to give today. Come on up. You're invited to Family Worship Center in Campbell County anytime. I will have to get my wife on camera one of these times so you can see her too. But she's there. We're doing great. And God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's pray over this. Let's hold it before the Lord. Father, we just thank You for the opportunity to give offerings and to sow into Your kingdom. Father, we don't do it out of compulsion or constraint or pressure. We just do it out of love. And Father, we love the people of Paris and Bourbon County. And Father, we're sowing our prayers, we're sowing our finances, we're sowing our talents and abilities, our anointings into that, Lord, and we know You're going to multiply. And Father, I thank You today for every seed sown, every blessing coming back, and we give You praise and glory for those. In Jesus' name, amen. The ushers will pass those buckets right now. I want to remind you as we close the service and we honor God with our time of worship. We end the service with worship because I desired that we would be able to spend more time in the presence of the Lord at this man-made altar. This is a man-made altar. The altar is your heart. The altar is your heart. But as we come and as the praise team leads us in this, it's just a wonderful time to just celebrate how good God is, and you can reconnect with God. So as we stand today, I want to ask you a couple questions. We stand today. We close our eyes. I want to ask you a couple questions that God would ask you if the Lord was here Himself. Are you heavy laden today? Are you weary today? Do you need His rest today? Are you just tired and frustrated and so weary and worn that you need the rest of the Spirit of God? You need to walk in God's peace at a greater level. You're tired of trying to figure it all out for yourself and doing everything the way man is said to do it, and you're just tired of that. And you need relief today. If that's you today, we want to pray for you. If you're here today and you say, Pastor, I need to give my life to the Lord. I need to be born again today. I want to trust in the power of the cross. I want to go to heaven. I want to give my life to Jesus. I believe He died for me, that I could have eternal life. God's not mad at you. He has a plan for you, and it's good, and it's sure not evil. Or you're here today and you say, Pastor, I just want to return to the Lord. I know the Lord. I've been saved. I love Him with all my heart. I just got confused, distracted. I went my own way. I just want to return to the Lord today. I just want to receive from Him. If that's you today on any of those things I've said, Pastor, I'm heavy, I'm weary, I'm tired. Pastor, I just need refreshing. I need encouragement. Pastor, I want to give my heart to the Lord. I want to return to the Lord. I want to be saved today. I want to be restored with the Lord. If that's you today, just raise your hands. That's me. I see that hand. Who else? Say yes. Thank you. Who else would say that's me? Thank you. Well, as we worship God, I encourage you that raise their hands and anyone else to come to the altar and worship the Lord. Amen? It's a great time and a great place. Thank you.
Jesus, I surrender all to Him. I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence daily. everything. Oh, we let go of everything. We are not our own. Oh, we lay it at your feet. We lay it at your feet. Everything, Lord, everything, everything, we lay it at your feet. Father, we are not our own this morning. Lord, your word says that we are bought with a price, God. Lord, we don't have to go through this life by ourselves, Father. We don't have to go through this life with fear and anxiety, with stress and worry, Father, because we are not our own. Lord, you died on that cross so that we could be confident, be assured, so that we could walk out a successful life, God. Lord, we know that there's going to be trials and tribulations, but Father, your word says, the greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. And I thank you that your Holy Spirit, that you have come to dwell on the inside of us, to strengthen us, to empower us, Father. Lord, we're not our own, so we don't have to be concerned. We can just trust and rely on you, Father. Lord, your word says that you desire to give good things to us, that you have a plan and a future that's full of hope for us, Father. And I pray that as we continue through the rest of our week, Lord, as we go from here, Lord, that you would remind us of your faithfulness. You would remind us of your faithfulness, Lord. You would remind us that you never leave us or forsake us. That when you are with us, nothing can stand against us, God. So we do surrender over to you. And we ask you, Holy Spirit, that as we go through our week, that you would continue to remind us to be in a constant state of surrender. Constantly, constantly giving things over to you, casting our cares upon you, because we know that you care for us. Strengthen us, Lord. Empower us to be bold so that not only our lives can be affected, God, but the lives of others can be affected by your kingdom. So that every person we come encounter with, that they can see you through us, God. We just thank you and we praise you for this. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, you all have a great rest of your week. We'll see you this Wednesday or next Sunday.
Gracious kingdom bring, by thy own eternal.